It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Birthday today for a highly successful singer-songwriter, less successful as an actress. Mariah Carey turns 53 years old today. Emotions, the song we hear now. First and only artist to have their first five singles reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 chart. The third best-selling female artist in the United States. 64 million albums sold and inescapable in December every single year from now apparently until the end of time with her Christmas tunes. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mariah Carey, cashing those checks. She's 53 years old today. Scott Bertram. Oh, that note. Whew. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us here on the program. Phil Kirpin is with us here, president of American Commitment. Find them at AmericanCommitment.org. He's on Twitter at Kirpin, K-E-R-P-E-N. Phil, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Recent op-ed at AmericanCommitment.org that people can find. And what was, at that point, when you wrote it, an expected Biden veto that became an actual Biden veto, his first, in fact. Putting politics over investors. This is a bill that would require fund managers to maximize financial returns for investors, which seems like the goal. What else do they sometimes take into account?
Well, now they've got a green light to consider what the Department of Labor calls non-pecuniary factors, which means kind of what it sounds like, stuff that has nothing to do with your financial return, but that has become popular in the investing world through the ESG movement, and that means things like global warming and, climate change and LGBTQ and, social justice and all these other things that people on the left think are very, very important, but which have nothing to do with the amount of money you have in your retirement account. And, of course, the idea that you can redefine fiduciary obligation to include things that have nothing to do with financial returns guts the entire idea of fiduciary obligation. It's a redefinition that destroys the entire meaning of the term as everyone kind of originally understood it. And so now we've got a circumstance where if somebody is managing a retirement plan, they can, basically put left-wing politics ahead of what's actually in the financial interest of their investors. And so it's a brave new world we've entered. They've done it, as the left often does, by redefining terms, in this case, redefining the term fiduciary to mean, you don't have to act in the financial interests of your investors. And, the president was willing to use the veto pen to do it and lied about it. If you saw his veto message, he said, the Republicans are trying to limit what you can invest in, and they're going to hurt your financial return. Completely untrue. You could always invest in anything you wanted to invest in. This is about how people who manage retirement plans invest other people's money. And he's now giving them the green light not to do it in the financial interests of investors.
Yeah, so the question I have, Phil, is under can they hide it? Because if you look at the prospectuses of some of these funds, they will say what they do, right? They invest in XYZ, they take this into account. Does this give the ability of financial advisors essentially not to state up front, this is how I'm going to invest your money?
Well, I don't think it necessarily changes disclosure requirements per se. I think that people who kind of self-manage, people who have control of their own 401ks and stuff like that, they can probably still pick funds that don't use ESG criteria if they're careful and they're paying attention to what's going on. But, a lot of people don't have the ability to control the funds that they're invested in because someone else is managing it. It's in a pension or it's some other pooled vehicle. And, whoever's running it is making the decisions. And people can't necessarily avoid it. And, of course, the other aspect of this is, even if, let's say, you do manage your own retirement funds and you're a hawk about where they're going and they're all in good funds and you think, oh, this doesn't have to do with me, this is someone else. Well, actually, this has to do with everyone because the big pension funds, to the extent they become politicized and their returns suffer as a consequence of that, they're all going to come for bailouts, whether they're, union pension funds or state pension funds or whatever it ends up being. I promise you we're going to pay as taxpayers sooner or later if they're no longer interested in financial return. We may pay anyway, but it'll make the bailouts much worse, I think, if they're allowed to be politicized in their investment decisions. And so to answer your question, yeah, you probably can avoid this to a certain extent, maybe completely, if you control the allocation of your own money, as many people do. But many other people can't do that, and we're still all going to pay, unfortunately, at some point because of, the bailouts that will occur.
Phil Kirpin with us from American Commitment, AmericanCommitment.org, at Kirpin on Twitter, K-E-R-P-E-N. If this were the other way around, of course, Phil, it would be the president thwarting the will of a bipartisan group of lawmakers. You had a Democrat in the House, two Democrats in the Senate vote with Republicans on this bill, and the White House did their best to twist this into some sort of, MAGA-inspired, theory that they wanted to throw down the throats of Americans. That's not the case whatsoever.
Yeah, look, until 5 or 6 years ago, I don't think anyone even imagined that the idea of a fiduciary obligation might include so-called non-pecuniary factors. This is one of those circumstances where the left redefined words pretty radically. You have the Trump administration try to prevent that by codifying the original understanding of what fiduciary meant. And then, of course, you have Biden administration flipped it back, and you had Congress. It's pretty hard to get anything through Congress, even when, your party controls it all, let alone when they don't, as in the current circumstance. And so when the president says, oh, it's the MAGA Republicans, maybe he's actually doing Joe Manchin and John Tester a favor because they're trying to get reelected in pretty Republican states. But it's pretty ridiculous to suggest that those guys are some sort of radical right wingers.
Phil Kirpin, find him on Twitter at K-E-R-P-E-N, worth a follow, and this op-ed and other stuff over at AmericanCommitment.org, AmericanCommitment.org. Phil, thanks so much for jumping on this morning on The Steve Gruber Show.
All right, have a good one.
Appreciate it. That's Phil Kirpin. Mark Mix coming up in about 10 minutes or so on the right to work repeal here in Michigan. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show.